Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
We are at war. The Shattering has moved against us, as has my sister.
She wanted to win at all costs.
Who else can we trust? There's no one but you and me and...
And your other sister.
Oh, who are you?
Have you seen my sister Moira?
She's not behind the door I'm standing in front of at all!
There's a protocol, a way to keep the Nexus safe.
There is a purpose that only Tekmar can fulfill.
My name is Dirk von Fonten.
The Nexus is done. Drop the keys.
I ran. I didn't want any of this.
The Chicken Hut comes screaming into a crash landing.
Tekmar, are you in there?
Oh my god, Anoka! I'm so happy to see you.
What's wrong?
And the world goes dark.
I had not had this dream since you were born. I felt the heart of the Nexus beating, dying. You had the key, and...
Say it.
There has to be another way.
There has to come a point when you stop running.
Three sisters and Greg are standing at the edge of what used to be the Academy of the Fallen. There is a giant pit in the ground, and there's still the scent of sulfur, and there are still broken pieces of wood and doors and armor littering what used to be the entrance to the Nexus.
It can't be too late. It can't be.
I'm afraid it is. We've lost. And Moira turns and points to Mount Zerma that climbs up through the mist of the falls. And you see the blackness of pre-dawn appears to not just be that the sun hasn't risen. The darkness is moving. Way above. The Shattering has won, and I can't find the Nexus. I'm sure it survived, but it's no longer attached to here.
I can still feel it. Faintly, but I can.
That was always your gift.
It's like a second heartbeat just out of rhythm with my own. But it's faint, and it's tired.
But it is there.
It's there. I mean, if it wasn't there, I wouldn't be here.
We've lost.
Moira, you have to admit, this... Had you not planned to make another bomb? Had you not let this place fall into the hands of... three dim-witted fools.
Enough!
I mean,
you were nowhere to be found. You were shirking the duties. And while I may have chosen a path different from what you both would have, I was trying.
Well, you're not the one who's responsible for what happens to the Nexus in the end, are you? We all have a part to play, that's true, but I wasn't shirking my responsibilities. At least where I was, I'd isolated myself so no one could be hurt.
Oh, really? And has that worked?
Up until now, it didn't seem like I was harming anyone.
Stop it, both of you. This is no time for us to be fighting amongst ourselves. We were all only doing what we thought was right.
At least what I thought was right didn't murder, you know, how many people. Didn't almost kill me. Didn't almost destroy the Nexus.
Tecmar, please.
All will be destroyed. All. All of time. It is an unfathomable number.
You think I don't know? Please, please, why don't the two of you tell me why the Nexus is more important to you than it is to me? Why don't we talk about that for a minute, hmm?
You are right. And Anunga, you are right. We are not here to fight. And yes, I am not the only one, Tecmar, who put my faith in those three fools. I was following Anunga on that one.
Okay. Now you're dragging me into this.
Is it not the truth? I am not blaming you. I am saying I listened.
I can't help it. Oh, I couldn't... My vision, and I couldn't admit it, and I'm sorry that...
Don't you put this on her. She has been hopping around from timeline to timeline trying to discover a way to fix your mess.
What if she's right, Tecmar? I've been to the Oracle. I've looked in the pool, and I saw what Anunga saw, even though she doubts her powers.
I just don't understand how these three... What was so special about them? What were they, an accountant? Just a regular human doing a day job and a little fairy cake maker? Like, I don't understand. He's not even very good at making those, apparently.
No. And horrible at paperwork. Though, one of them, the demon, is... Well... You know my love for paperwork.
Oh, God, what is it with you two and sex? My God, we've got bigger things to think about. First Anunga with Greg and his shirt off all the time, and the first time I see you, you know,
a
millennium...
It was not a metaphor, Tecmar. He fills out good paperwork.
Well, then I get it. That's legitimate for you. That's a real thing. All right.
What if you were right, Anunga? What if they are our chance, and we... We three have failed them.
I hadn't thought about that. I don't think... To be honest, I don't think that it's... just circumstance that there's three of them and three of us. Who knows, maybe we were wrong. And maybe time sent them because the three of us hadn't done our jobs.
Or one of us was doing it badly. Me.
No.
I tried. I stepped forward and took the reins. I should not have.
Moira, stop. No.
No.
She's right, Moira.
The three of us were supposed to be there. And I made many mistakes.
At least you didn't run. At least you didn't hide from your responsibilities, from your destiny.
But I didn't listen to Anunga. And I'm not going to make that mistake again. Would the heart of the Nexus allow us to reset the timeline? To send the three somewhere where there might still be hope?
I mean, that's the hope, isn't it?
Well, time is like river. Always flowing.
Yeah.
We can try to go back. We can reset. We can give ourselves another chance, another... one more shot.
Yes, Except, assuming we find the Nexus, one of us needs to be inside the heart, and one of us needs to channel that energy and open the gateway.
I think we know which one of us that is.
I do.
I do too.
Anunka, you need to go with your three. You need to not make the mistakes I made.
And I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who can calm the inside of the Nexus. We've been bound since the moment I was born. There's really nothing more to say.
Anunka's visions are often wrong of late.
Come on, sisters. Anunka, you know that that last vision, we all know what it means.
First we must find the Nexus.
First we must find the Nexus. And who knows? Who knows? What could happen, right? I think we just need to... we need to pick up our bootstraps and just work together for God who knows the first time.
Grishka, come sit beside me. There's something I have to talk to you about.
I sort of want to stand. I know.
So maybe your visions are better than mine now.
How long will you be gone?
I can't say. It would take however long it takes, and...
Anunka, the hut and I will run. We will run till there's nowhere left, and we will wait.
Thank you for everything you've done.
My life is only here because of you.
I love you.
I love you too. And we will wait for you.
I'll see you upstream.
I know.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with special guests Maggie Makar and Christy Bolton. Episode 37, Departures.
Okay, so we're going to be playing a game. I have a piece of paper. We're going to number it, and we're going to... Does everyone have a pen or a pencil? Okay. So what we're going to do is... So the Nexus is somewhere in space and time, fleeing, or we don't know where. So we are going to pop into realities, and we're going to do little montages in each reality. These are endless time streams, endless variations on the world. They could be in the future. They could be in another planet. They can be hanging in the void.
We've had like jet fighters and fighting giant monsters from another plane.
So we're just going to spout a silly idea, write it down, and pass the card. I have no idea what to write right now because I am brain dead from 3 days of 13, 14-hour shifts. So I am just going to write Duck World.
Ooh.
And I'm going to pass it to Christy.
That's the national anthem of Duck World.
Danger, watch behind you.
We're just going to trade a bunch of them. We don't have to do them all because then we're just going to like go around. Or do one of us want to write? Why don't you write? And we'll just call them
out. Sure.
We'll call them out. What else we got?
Okay. The land of silver snails.
World War One. France. Mm. And you have any, you can call them out too, Christy.
Mm-hmm. Marzaroni.
It's Mars but pepperoni.
Yeah, Marzaroni. I love that.
It's my pepperoni. It's mine. Martin.
I would say the world of businessmen.
Yes. Capitalist America.
Yes. Should we do like...
Oh. One of those, like, it's basically WWF, but it's a real world. They're not just on stage acting. It's just all...
Everybody's...
Wrestlers. Everyone is like that.
Everyone's like a wrestler all the time. You know, you're like, hey, Bob, do you have the...
Yeah.
Okay.
WWF.
World or whatever.
Universe.
An entire land that is just made up of pool tables. Like you're literally walking on giant pool tables with giant Pooltopia. Balls. Pooltopia.
Oh, yeah.
That's IKEA.
IKEA!
Okay, it's just the world is a giant IKEA that you can never find your way back to the beginning.
Yeah. And like you're always fighting with someone about whether or not you want this lamp.
I think we've all had the same nightmare then.
Yeah, there's a 30 Rock sketch about how you know you're a real couple if you can come out of IKEA still loving each other.
Yes.
I'm going to call one of the worlds Seduction Junction.
Just
trying to get a little action in there for
Candy World.
Candy World?
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. It's the far future wasteland, but like post-apocalypse. There's just nothing but a couple burning fires.
So far future post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
We're at 12.
Okay. Yeah, the land of business cats.
Business cats?
God, I love that.
Why don't
they all wear suits at night?
Oh my God, how funny would it be if we went there right after businessmen?
Yes.
Right. It's exactly this.
Did you buy the cream futures? Oh, yeah.
World of business cats.
There we go. Kibble stocks are up again.
What are they not up? We all need kibble, right? Milk is the one that's falling.
Are you doing that to, what is it, catnip again, are you, George? The three sisters are standing in the center of the giant, still smoking pit at the edge of downtown Paradox. There is a door that is glowing in the ground, half sticking out, but it still can open. And they're readying themselves to step through in their journey to try and find the Nexus in whatever time stream it is hiding.
Wait, just before we go.
Yeah, are you sure you've set the door?
I'm mostly confident it's going to take us at least somewhere close to the Nexus.
Right.
Might take a couple of tries, but...
A couple.
The heartbeat's so weak, it's hard to find that connection.
Maybe if we had... No, I'm...
Don't.
Yep.
We just
not
got to
the time.
Place
okay.
of being
not time.
Okay
not
with each other.
Not the time.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? Actually, just before we go, though...
Okay.
Well, it's just in all the calamity of us finally, you know, coming back together, when you found us just outside of the Academy of the Fallen... I never really understood. How did you find us? We came from my island in
well, the chicken hat does stand out, you know, in Downtown Paradox.
Yes, but sister, how was it that you ended up where we were at the same time?
Well, actually, I may have done something.
Was it to that little weird... Fake Sneagol. Yes, that's the sound he made. What did you... Last time I saw you, were tied up and he was pretending like you weren't tied up. It was very confusing. Did you do something to him?
I may have taken another form. It's not that dark of an art. It's... What remains tied up is... You might call a doppelganger.
You created a doppelganger.
I may have transferred myself to another form... Yes.
Moira, that's forbidden.
The Nexus was gone, and I knew I had to find you two. So I followed the keys, and then I sensed them moving to Paradox. So I waited, but I was captured. I had to reach you.
So what became of the doppelganger?
The last I saw it was... in the caravan, driving away.
We're gonna have to revisit this.
We'll discuss this.
Yes.
When the pressing matter of having to jump across several timelines and realities is not so important.
Yes. But I'm
I am no more. This is my end. I will be here with you, Dagmar. I am staying on this side. It ends here.
All right. Anyway, best we go through while the door remains charged.
Fine.
Fine.
Right.
It's fine.
How did you find her, sister? We're sharing?
Well, you'll be happy to know that Greg is also a very excellent navigator, and Kura happens to be quite intuitive, and I was able to sense her location.
Fine. Sure.
I feel like both of you aren't really telling me the whole truths here.
I told you I practiced a dark art.
Regardless, we have things that we need to do. I don't know, like fix the end of time.
Yes, well, those three aren't going to.
Let's That's another bothers that we have to get through.
Right, so shall we open the door that Tekmar has set?
Why not? Who wants to go first?
After you, sister.
It's always after me being the youngest. I should get the break.
Roll the die. What do we got?
14. We are going to Blue Mountain.
Oh my goodness. What are these insane things on my feet?
Is it so cold?
What? Oh! Oh, salty snow. Of course, salty snow.
Salty snow.
Yes.
Oh, quick, before we die of exposure, Tekmar. How close are we?
Can you even feel your toes, let alone a heartbeat?
I have to attune, just a moment, okay?
Take your time.
Doesn't help when you push me like this.
Maybe we should have outfitted properly for...
Well, I didn't expect to come to a snow planet. I've got a cape, but it's not really helpful. It's only a three-quarter.
Focus, Tekmar.
Okay, focus. I'm sorry. Let me just listen.
Wait, what is that moving? It's...
Shh, I'm trying to listen.
Is that a Yeti, Ananka?
Yes, it's my friend David the Yeti, of course. We go back long, long time. David!
Okay, he's coming closer.
I didn't know he could jump across different... Oh, that's not David. Oh.
Okay, Tekmar, hurry.
I need a moment.
Okay. What do we got? I can throw some of this white stuff at him.
Can someone quiet that growling? My God, which one of you is...
Is that blood running down its face, Ananka?
I saw this one time in a movie, Potter of Harry. Excelsior Prunem. Nothing. Okay.
Maybe your sword, Ananka, might be a good time to draw your sword and scare it away.
I think we should just go to the next one. Okay, jumping
through the door. Through the... Roll the die. 3.
What's
World
that?
War I, France.
Ah! God, that was really close. Quick, in here, ladies. Down the stairs.
Why is it so loud? Oh, my God.
All right, what are you doing? Get inside, what are you doing out here? You could be dead, you see the Jerry's planes.
One of them has my accent.
You seem like nice fellow. Where are we?
You don't know where you are. Lady, you're gonna die, get inside.
All right, let's go inside. I need a quiet place to try and attune.
Well, see if you can attune over the explosion, sister.
Well, I'm sorry that I keep jumping. I'm sorry that I'm trying to find the thing that tethers me to this world. I'm a little bit stressed, and the gunfire doesn't help exactly.
Yeah, well, what are these? Teacups.
Ooh, very pretty. Ooh, this pattern is just beautiful. Reminds me of the red blood. That's another story for another time.
Well, we have time. Tekmar is trying to concentrate, Ananka.
You know what would help me concentrate? Maybe a nice cup of tea. Did anyone think to ask me if I wanted some tea?
Oh, yes. Would you like some cold tea that's been sitting in this underground lair for who knows how long?
Well, I'd just appreciate it if you would have asked, that's all.
Gee, I wonder why I picked up the mantle and worked without you two.
Wait, what's that sound?
It sounds like...
No, it's a bomb! Get to the door!
Roll the die.
7. Pooltopia.
Oh, finally. This is lovely. Have you seen this water? Oh, it's just the perfect temperature.
This ground or this floor, it's like grass, but it's not grass. Ah. But it's soft and it feels good.
Come to the edge where the pool is. Right here.
Oh,
it's a pool table and a pool. Everything is a pool here.
Yes, it appears.
Is that a car? Four people going past?
Oh, a carpool. Ha 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 ha. This world is funny. Right, well, I'm going to take a moment, you know, now that my feet are drenched. I already had enough trench foot from the last place we were, but why don't we just make it better by giving me more wet feet?
Well, let's hope that the last word wasn't the one with the Nexus, sister.
It wasn't the one with the Nexus. I'm sorry, would you rather have died in a bomb?
Sisters?
I'm sorry, do you know a lot about bombs, so maybe you would have preferred to die in a bomb.
Sisters, I think if you'll indulge me for a moment, we should really just pool our resources.
Oh my God, it's not here.
God, let's move.
Get in the door. I
haven't tried yet.
Get in the door.
Roll the die.
10. We're going to Candy World, baby.
Candy World.
You know, I think Fairy Boy would really like this place.
Everything is made of sugar. They know how bad that is for you.
The grass seems to be made of pixie sticks. Just tear one out. Look at that. The root just comes away. It's just a thing of sugar.
Look, the cobblestones are jelly beans.
Oh. I mean, I am a bit hungry. Do you think it's okay? Oh, is this that candy like that witch with Hansel and Gretel? Remember when we went to that world once?
No, I don't like her.
Mom and Dad thought it'd be such a great vacation. Take them to Candy World. It'd be such a good time. And then, oh, let them wander off because the resort is only going to, you know, let them explore. But yes, what did we find? The one witch who wanted to feed us, who wanted to eat us all.
But at least Mom and Dad took you two. I was left at home, if you'll remember.
Oh, not this again. Oh, my God. Who's the favorite?
It's been thousands of years. Get over it.
Well, sometimes some of us would like to be left in the woods for a change.
Do you want to go live in isolation because you think you're the reason the world is going to end? By all means, go. I remember the days of enjoying candy lands and things like that. But no, for the past 1,000 years, I've been sitting on an island trying to keep the peace of all of the universe.
Better yet, make a doppelganger. Send a doppelganger out.
Send a doppelganger on your vacation.
Don't tell us about it.
Why don't you just go send you and your doppelganger? Let me just listen.
Yes, why don't you do that?
Take this lollipop and just suck on it while I just take a brush.
There's a juju bush there. Anka, I know you.
Those are my favorite.
I know.
Do you mind? I haven't
no,
in
go,
years.
Do you know what this is going to do to your teeth?
When you have this little teeth, it doesn't matter.
Oh, God! Who killed our jelly bean brethren?
Yes, I'm sorry, but
oh no, Herbert!
Look at that. Oh, there's more coming.
Oh no! Everyone, Herbert's been murdered!
We'll just be leaving. I'm sorry. Sorry
what
for
about the chocolate cannon!
It's a very large chocolate
cannon.
That
sounds dangerous and delicious.
Okay, we're very sorry. We didn't mean to kill you. Roll the net.
15. We are going to the void.
Oh, no. Where are we? Sisters, reach out your arms. There. Oh, that's
okay.
Your ankle. I feel a bony ankle, Anka. Must be you.
That is me. Also, is it just me, or can anyone else only hear the cure?
Wait, where's Tekmar? Tekmar!
Tekmar? Let me...
Tekmar,
I can't...
This is not the time to play a game. I knew it.
Are you floating in the void, sucking on the lollipop?
Yes, I'm floating.
I found her
lovely
hair. Let me just
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay. I thought, why don't we just stay here?
Floating.
Why don't we just stay here?
In the void.
Yes.
The endless void, sister, really.
It's like ultimate sensory deprivation tank.
I know, I love it. What's so wrong about leaving?
Do we really have to go back?
Who are we harming if we just stay here? Just floating and quiet and no responsibility except to just be?
From the one who ran.
Right, well, let's get to the door. The Nexus is here.
Wait, you sure?
I can feel its heartbeat, but it's not here.
Okay, swim. Make a swimming motion, sisters. We'll get to the door this way.
Yeti!
Oh, God!
Yeti!
It's
a Yeti! Okay, no!
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hello, friends. Sean here. And thank you so much for being with us on this journey, as crazy as it has been and continues to be. And now as we're approaching a new arc, we're super excited here. And I realize that I've sort of fallen off the wagon somehow of shouting out all the amazing names of all of you who are supporting us. So I am going to start that back up again. We're a little behind, so I'm going to do 10 at a time of new supporters until we're back up and running. There's been so many. And thanks to each of you. But let's give a shout out right now to Rob Lassell, Marsfall, an amazing podcast you should all go listen right now. A Ninja. We now have A Ninja as a supporter on Patreon. How cool is that? Don't upset them. China Doll, Aaron Anderson, and Tila, her amazing wonder daughter. Hello to both of you. Welcome. Craig Kosala, I hope I said your name right. Michael Arms, Peter Bielan, Jonathan Wager, Vanessa M. Stewart. Thank you, all of you, from the bottom of our hearts. It allows us to just keep creating content and devote more and more effort and time to this. And it just means everything. And I want to give a shout out to the oldies, but the goodies, the people who have been with us for so long. It's insane. So let's give a shout right now and a warm round of applause. Everyone, slap your knees to Katrina O, Forrest DeMunn, Elizabeth Zier, Marianne Moss, and Sabine S. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And before I get you back to the show, I had a really cool opportunity come up. North by Northwest reached out to ask me to be, I guess, their first guest GM on a mini adventure. I had no idea it was the first. They just reached out and I was so excited because I love their show. North by Northwest is a Dungeons & Dragons 5e live play, but they call it a story play adventure. And I love it. If you like fungi, I'm not going to give any more away. You will also adore a character in the show. It's so much fun. And so we ran a one shot, which you can hear on their feed. And there's some really special guests in there that sort of surprised me. It was super fun. We'll put a link into the show notes to that episode. It was super fun to play with a different table. And so with that, I want to thank all of you and let's get you back to the show.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Welcome. Oh, an unexpected guest. That's very unusual here.
Oh,
we usually know everyone is arriving down to the millisecond.
Did you happen to see two other women? They look kind of like me, but not quite like me. They look related. Did they happen to pass through here? It's very strange that they're not here.
Are they as striking as you?
Very nice. Very kind.
The name is Derek von Frampton. Welcome to the Shatterings, B&B. How can I... Oh, no. Oh,
no?
You reek of Nexus. What's your name, young lass?
My name is Aknanna.
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 Aknanna. It's like the syllables are all there, but in a strange configuration.
Oh, it sounds like a spell or a song, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. It sounds like a Nanka misspelled.
Never heard of him.
Ah, good. Because if I were to happen upon one of the three sisters, still woos, I would get a very wonderful prize.
I'll just take the pancakes to go.
Let me get your container. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Oh! Right. Note to self. Don't jump through the doors. Oh, you're all right. You're all right. Hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you for helping me up.
Gerald, what's going on? Why'd you leave the poo, honey?
Well, I got this lovely lass here. Oh, looks a little bit out of sorts.
Oh, she is lovely, Gerald.
Oh, wow, you are both just nakeder than naked. Wow. Wow, is it just me or is the air here very damp and moist?
Oh, it's very moist temperature, very moist. Yeah.
It's a little gross.
She's your type, Joan, but I don't mind.
Oh, she's your type too, love. I know, you could have a go. We can both have a go.
This is getting predatorial, so if you'll just excuse me.
What would here for fun, meal?
Oh, sisters.
Bonjour.
Oh, is that... Oh.
This one is English. She is just pretending.
But I am not a combatant. I am a civilian.
How did you get in the side of the trench?
Well, my husband is... General Jacques.
General Jacques? That's Jacques. That's General Jacques. Does it look like your wife?
These look like no wife of mine.
You couldn't come up with another French name?
It's the only name I know. Look, I'm sorry, I
think she is maybe a spy. Maybe she's a spy.
Spy.
You are right.
You are a spy.
You are right. I am a spy.
Why would you admit that so easily?
What is this?
I
cock my gun at you.
Yes, let me cock my gun as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, sister. Oh, thank God, Ananka, you're back.
I think I was almost recognized, but it was like a breakfast place. But it wasn't only breakfast, it was a breakfast with beds.
What did we tell you about jumping, Tekmar?
This is why you shouldn't travel with lollipop in your mouth.
I just had to get out of that last story first.
Yeah, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no, don't help me up. Sorry.
What?
You're all... Okay, you're clothed.
I ended up back in the war, and I may have done something again.
You made another doppelganger and left them in a war zone?
I panicked. They had guns.
What about your doppelganger?
I don't know French.
Where is your compassion? You can't just keep making these people and leaving them in terrible situations.
Yes, I know.
Moira.
Couldn't have been worse than where I was, though.
Where were you, sister?
Oh, God, it was horrible.
Wait, what? Why is there only nothing as far as I can see except for fires burning? Sorry, you were saying?
No, it's just I'm caught back up in the memories of the sound of flesh hitting flesh and people just writhing on the ground. There were so many of them in such a small space. You could just smell the sweat and the heat and...
Were you in Dante's Seven Hells?
Probably.
Yes.
So much grinding.
Oh, right.
Back and forth and back and
okay,
forth.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Right, yes. So, Nanka, what,
So many positions.
Okay.
How did you even wheelbarrow? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm so sorry, sister. It sounds terrible.
How did you even, like, get your leg up behind your
head? Okay, so, Tekmo, why don't we see if the Nexus is nearby?
There's a thing called yoga, if you ever want to talk about it.
No, okay, you got me out of it, thank God. All right. I don't want to talk about anything.
The Nexus would be good to look for.
Right, sorry. Let me attune. Just give me a moment.
Would you like a pancake while you attune? I had some to go.
Oh.
I'm fine, thank you. I've lost my appetite.
Does that say the end of time... B&B on it?
That sure is what the stamp says, yes.
You were on Mount Surma?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
But you didn't speak to anyone from the Shattering, did you, sister?
There was someone there, but I threw him off the scent. I said my name is Aknana.
Oh, God.
Tegmar, we have to move fast. The Shattering now knows what we're doing.
Listen, we are far, far, far away from the Nexus. No. I can barely feel it. This is the farthest we've been yet.
Water.
What?
Water.
Oh my God, do you see that?
Are you okay? What is that?
Oh my God! An anger!
Okay. I'm gonna kick you with my stuff!
Anaka, stop! Stop, he's just hungry! Give him your pancakes!
I'm hungry!
No water and pancakes! Only rage!
I just wanna... Whoa, you dropped the pancake.
Oh, just let them have it.
Just going to leave.
Rolling the die.
Rolling the die.
19. Prohibition as I drink my wine. This isn't method acting.
This is meant for Maggie. Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, I feel underdressed.
Yeah, everyone looks so classy.
Well, hi there, ladies. Welcome to Johnny's ale house, but it's not an ale house. It's a mail house. M-A-I-L. Don't worry, nothing shady about this place. Just, we call it that for the police. You're not a cop, are you? No.
Sally, are you going and trying to tell these two that they're not in an alehouse again?
Oh, you know me.
Why don't we just get them situated and get them some water? You know what I'm saying?
Water, wink, wink, water.
Wink, wink, water.
Your outfits, I just want to say, are stunning.
Oh my gosh, who's this? You're not a cop, are you? Because if you're a cop, you got to tell us. Are you a cop?
I'm not a cop, no.
All right. Okay. Why don't you get them situated and I'll go get them some water.
Oh, water.
That would be lovely. A glass of water would be so... Oh, yes, that was fast, actually.
I made it in a bathtub.
Well, it's... Whoa!
Moira, this is not the time. We have to keep moving.
Here, why don't you
taste? I'm not... okay, yeah. I'll have a... Oh, God!
You two are lightweights. Let me try some.
Yeah, you go on.
I could use a drink.
Yeah.
This is like 98% proof moonshine we used to make, like when I was a little girl. When we were little girls, you remember Mom and Dad's recipe?
Well, some of us weren't included in your moonshine
drinking. Oh, this again!
Let it go!
I had to study, but you could have snuck me something.
You were Mom and Dad's favorite.
I was not their favorite. They ruled me with an iron... Oh, hi. Yes. No, I'm not dancing. Oh, okay. I'm dancing, sisters. Okay.
Tap our check for the Nexus. Jitterbug now. Jitterbug, everybody.
Everybody get down on the ground. This is a sting.
Jesus, it's the feds.
Well, that was
why
fast.
Is everyone running? I don't understand.
Quick, Tegmar, is it here?
No, it's not here.
Where's the door? Look, they're coming. They've got guns.
I'm taking the water with me.
Okay, here. I think it's this door. Nope, that's a closet.
Maybe it's this one.
Oh, too many moist people. Lots of moist people.
Sorry.
Oh, God,
sorry.
Now I'm back at the junction.
No, you're still here. Okay, this door. Oh, that's it. Here we go.
And in this corner, we have three new arrivals. Oh. Looks like they're dressed and ready for a fight. We'll call them the Three Sisters.
Oh. What is this springy rope?
I don't know. The floor is very springy with and these ropes. Huh? Oh, look. Someone's coming over to say hi.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And in this corner, we've got Jezebel Puncherface.
She doesn't look very friendly.
Jezebel's about to take on the Three Sisters. This is going to be one hell of a fight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to mop the floors with you.
Screw this. And Tegmar just touches her chest and casts... magic missile. Pass magic missile. So what do I have to roll?
2d6.
2d6? Snake eyes.
Snake eyes. So Tegmar reaches out, puts her hand on the wrestler's chest and says,
"Go back to hell."
Oh, look at her. She's lifting her. Oh.
Oh,
oh, oh, that had to hurt. Oh, now she's pile dry.
I've made a
Sorry, it's a mistake!
Oh, she's spinning her around? Oh, no, don't throw her! She's our sister!
Oh, no, wait. You always were more of a lover, not a fighter.
Wait, Tegmar, check if the Nexus is here!
It's not here!
Oh, should we tag in, or...?
We should really go. Someone's coming with, at us with a chair.
I got you! What is... Why are we breathing... Is this liquid?
Wait. Wait. The Nexus.
What?
The Nexus is close.
What?
The Nexus is so close. Where are we?
No, why am I hearing a heartbeat? Are you hearing a heartbeat?
It definitely sounds like a heartbeat.
Sister,
but you're only supposed to hear the Nexus heartbeat.
Sister, we're all hearing a very...
That's not the Nexus heartbeat.
Yeah. Do you... Wait.
Look in my pouch.
I know that voice.
I got these delicious treats.
What is this sprinkle in? Are we floating in stomach acid?
What? But there's sparkles in it.
Why are there sparkles? And why does everything look like mustard?
Oh, I've only ever been able to jump into something like this once before. I'm afraid we're inside someone's body, and I'm pretty sure that someone is very boy. Yes.
You put us inside Egerton.
I didn't put us inside. I mean, I suppose I did, but I'm just trying to get close to the Nexus. He must be close.
We'll swim for that aortal valve. Maybe it's the door.
These are a lot of fairy cakes, guys. I think he has a real problem.
Yeah, this doesn't look good. Wait.
Sisters? We are never doing this again.
Shh. We're here.
What?
We're here.
No.
You feel it.
Don't play jokes with us, Tekmar.
We're here.
You're serious?
I can feel it.
Check your keys. Are your keys lighting up?
Anunka, give me your key.
I don't want to, but...
Anunka, please. Give me the key.
And Anunka hands Tekmar the key, sadly.
I hear them.
Hear what?
They're above us. All this time, the Nexus was inside Mount Zerma? In this cave. It stayed.
It stayed?
It knew.
I should have guessed. I should have known it would wait.
Tekmar, you... You and I were... never close, let's just say it.
We weren't, were we?
I was jealous of you.
What?
Our parents took you on all those things because you two were special. I had to work because I had no powers.
Moira.
And so I was jealous and angry. And it wasn't your fault or Anunka's, but Anunka was always strong and aloof, and you tried to reach out to me, and I was angry.
I was jealous of you, too.
Yeah.
I would have done anything to not have this. I would have done anything to have your ability to just... your knowledge, your...
I know.
Your perseverance.
Our parents were not good people.
No.
We made mistakes, but we fought for what's right. And I'm proud to know both of you. That's enough. I have to go to the surface. I'll find my way. And I'll be there ready to channel the energy. Anunka, you have to jump through. They're gonna need help. Dear Lord, those three are gonna need help.
And I can finally actually help them.
You'll do better than I did. Be well, sisters.
Moira.
Yes.
I love you.
I'm not sure I know what love is, but I care about you so much. I'm sorry.
So, here we are.
And the moment... A moment that I wasn't... really didn't ever want to happen.
We both tried so hard to avoid it as best we could, didn't we? Oh, the keys are quite heavy.
If I could do it for you, I would. Tekmar, I would.
I don't want you to. You've got so much still left to do. You've got to guide those three. Help them try again. Fix their mistakes. And don't be so hard on yourself.
Sorry, does anybody have a staff I can borrow?
I have just the thing, Moira.
Thanks. I hate goodbyes. Yeah. Okay.
She couldn't have made it weirder, could she?
No. Do you think that was actually really her?
Oh.
That was me!
Not the doppelganger. Okay.
You really should follow up on that.
There's going to be a reckoning.
I have a feeling Moira's not done yet either.
I think you're right, Tekmar. I can't leave you.
Yes, you can.
This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
We haven't seen each other in so long. You'd think that it wouldn't be this difficult. Oh. Listen. You have to go. You have to get there. You have to get there at least in time to jump. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen once I merge with the Nexus. I don't know, but I just know you need to be there. So you'd better go.
I know. I know. And Ananka embraces Tekmar, and they share a really, really, really strong hug. And she finds it really difficult to let go, but knows she has to. And they nod at each other. And Ananka walks away.
Okay.
You came.
I came. I'm sorry it took so long.
I waited.
I know. I didn't think it would be this heavy.
It's the end.
Will you whisper to me until it's done? Just be here?
Of course.
Well, thank you. And,
what is this in your mind?
I've had this destiny branded on my skin since I was born. And I'm here now to give my life so that you can be anew. And we can make all of this go away.
You are me already.
And you are me.
Let it be, then.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and special guests Christy Bolton and Maggie Makar. Music and sound design by Eli McElveen. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Story consultant, Laura Packer.
game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Kona and Kim Bellinger. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Me now. So sorry.
I generally just thought she farted, but now there are two of them.
Oh, c'est une sorcière.
Ah, we don't want nothing to do with magic. Okay.
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing?
Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But... this way? I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.